John Sonamel is joining me by phone right now. He's going to be playing tomorrow at Cascade Lodge Restaurant down just south of Grand Marais. He'll also be doing a brunch show there on Sunday as well. John, thanks for coming on the show again, and it's going to be good to see you back up here on the North Shore. I bet you're excited.
Oh, I am. Entering the North Shore, crossing that tunnel, even just up to two harbors, it feels like a different world up there.
Yeah.
You know, it feels that in the UP, it feels as close as one can get to Alaska and still be in the Midwest.
That's right.
Let alone the 48.
Not quite as cold, I would think, but I don't know.
I think this last winter it was colder here than it was there. Yeah. And now they have, there's no polar ice up there. There's no Arctic ice. No.
That's a significant development. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Isn't that, it's really alarming, that and the, insane amount of acreage that is now burning in Siberia. I've spent a lot of time on the road these days. Like right now I'm on my way down to Rochester to play a gig there tonight, but I've found myself like listening to talk radio just to see how woke I can get. and all it does is, man, it really sours my mood. So I kick back on the talk radio and television, and I really try and read the news, because I feel like the way warmer media like radio and television is set, it's almost set to be divisive. So I just don't like being that.
I get it. When I think of John Sonamel, divisive is about the farthest word from my mind, because I know you really bring people into your stories and music and share good vibes with everyone.
Yeah, and that's what's so fun, because at the end of the day, I think we all just want to be better people, mm-hmm. no matter what our particular notions and bends are. And that's where I really try and put myself. And that's what, like, Jordan and I, the slide man and I, were playing a residency at the Cedar Lounge last summer. And it was the June residency. And both Jordan and I were born in June, so we had a big birthday celebration for everybody. And so who came in that night where everybody from university professors to guys that worked at the refinery to a guy that I found out later lived down by the tracks. And I gave him a CD for his birthday. He came in every night. We were there once he found out, and I talked to him, and that's what's really cool about music and the arts, that, you know, it's designed to format things in a way from a human perspective, because, you know, we're not leaves of grass and we're not trees and things. So we come at things from a human perspective. And so the commonality that binds the arts together can welcome everybody in. And that's what I really enjoy about doing what I do and bringing it to nonprofits from the North Lakes Community Clinic here, or the town of Cable wants to do a bike park. So I've done a couple of fundraisers for them. And then you guys, Minnesota has this crazy race that I didn't participate in the race, but I was able to contribute some content to it.
Right. I remember you mentioning this. So what was this race?
Oh, it's called DAMN. And it's DAMN, Day Across MN, Day Across Minnesota. And it was a race formulated by a friend of mine who is his dad was diagnosed with cancer, and when he got the clean bill of health, he asked his dad, he said, "Hey Dad, what would you like to do?" And his dad said, "I would like to bike across Minnesota." So they took a couple of days and biked it. But then Trent wanted to make this, Trent Rager, the race director, he wanted to make this into more of an endurance event. So he did it with a couple of friends, and it's all on gravel. They start at midnight from Gary, South Dakota, and you have 24 hours to ride to Hager City, Wisconsin. And it's all gravel and trail. And there's three checkpoints. It's 240 miles. So they ride throughout the night. And the top finishers finish it in like 13 hours. The rest have until 24. And usually, you know, Ben Weaver, another friend, contributes a poem there. And he's he's an avid cyclist who bicycles all around.
Oh, definitely. You know,
but he couldn't do it this year. So Trent asked me, he said, John, would you like to contribute a song? And I was afraid that he was going to see if I wanted to bike it, because, like, I don't think I'm in that kind of shape. But it is, like, I'm so enamored with endurance athletes. Things I've done a couple of, I've skied a couple of marathons, and I ran a trail marathon. And I really like endurance athletics because at some point you're reminded that there are no real divisions between body, mind, and spirit, that it's all one. When you're out and you're pushing yourself to the extreme like that, you find what feeds the body also feeds the mind and the spirit. What feeds the spirit can feed the body and its mind. And they all have their own appetites, which feed them specifically.
So how did you write a song for a bike race? What did you have to gravitate towards to be inspired to write one for the race?
I wrote about, because that's a great question, Will, because people kept on asking me. They were like, and why do these guys do it? So they're riding 240 miles on gravel, and I thought, well, because they can, or because they can attempt to. But then I was like, no, because at the end of the day, they want to be better people. And I wanted to bring in all aspects of it, because they would be, I wanted to bring in the terrain they would be riding by. And I think it holds up as a poem as well as a song. If you want, I can, I have it right in my head.
Oh, yeah, let's try that.
All right.
Let's give us at least a snippet of what this song is in poem form.
All right. Here it is. It's called Ride to Remember. We'll start at midnight and ride toward daylight, the old and glowing dawn where dreams still belong to great grandmothers and grandfathers long since gone, who once eyed their own dawn and over grandbabies fawned. But now look how you've all grown, now that they've since gone. Ride to remember, and we'll ride under the same stars they too saw, by horse, ship, canoe, rail car. Then roam this land on foot, by hoof, wagon wheel, travois, with spear, axe, plow, bows and arrows, guns, all tools deployed, relics and signs of them we still find across these landscapes of time. And we'll ride across lands still moving in time's ever-changing hands, from seas of grass turned to flatland farms, rolling forests to orchard stands, rooted willows twisting rivers down from ravines, and from our gravel-roaded thrones, sun and moon glowing over the whole scene. While endurance turns travel into a state of mind, you can't really get lost down here. You just get harder to find. Look up at the sun, stars, and moon, then choose a line, and let home become a feeling untethered to any one place and time. So start and ride and toward the golden glowing dawn where dreams still belong to great grandmothers and grandfathers long since gone, one side the same dawn, and over grandbabies fawned. But look how you've all grown, while they've since gone. So ride and remember, ride to remember.
Dude, that was fantastic. And you know what?
What?
I think doing it over the phone gave it a really mystical quality that I think added a lot to it. That was really cool.
Oh, right on.
I loved it. This is, if you're joining us right now, this is John, Son of Mel. John Adler goes by Son of Mel, often with the Slide Man as well, but he's a perennial musician who visits us up here in Cook County. He's going to be doing a solo show this Saturday at Cascade Lodge Pub, and also can be there for Sunday brunch. So that was a song called "Ride to Remember" in its poem pure form that he just described for us there for the Dam Cross Minnesota bike race. And I'm really glad you just did that, because that goes into the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about, John, which was, I saw you started doing, was it like spoken word open mics down in Hayward, where you're from?
Yeah. Yep. I do them. I do them there, and also in Duluth. Like this,
okay.
Tuesday, I'll be at the Duluth Folk School, where I host every second Tuesday of the month. I host one, a spoken word open mic at the Duluth Folk School, and then every Thursday night I host an open mic in down here in what I call Wayward at Farmstead Creamery and Cafe. And I love doing that, because I think eloquence is the antidote to word salads, and eloquence is the antidote to things that we may not be able to describe. And many people would, you know, that come to these open mics, they're like, well, I'm not good at that, and I can't
right.
do that. And I'm like, no, eloquence is a muscle. It's, if we exercise it, it gets stronger. And so a part of the whole, like, I mean, I love, whether it's playing open mics that I don't host or, helping host them, whatever degree I can, I love taking part in them, because it's an avenue of expression which flattens the playing field. And I really like, I love open mics because it gives people permission. You know, it's not just karaoke. It's not just, at the one out at Farmstead, it's an all but anything goes, I say, as long as it's family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Because out there at Farmstead, I mean, they grow art from the ground up. It's a CSA, an organic farm, and they grow ground from the ground up, and they frame it, and they're really conscious of creating community. And that's what I think of when I think of spoken word. And that's what I think of when I think about the arts. I don't think of them as a noun. They're an adjective. It's not what we do that makes something art. It's how we do it that makes it artful.
Oh, I love that. That plays into what I was going to ask, and you kind of just touched on it, was, you know, for a lot of people who think about performing, I think, this is my opinion on this, but I think for however many people go to an open mic, there's like 10 who want to and then don't. So how do you bring that out of people? How do you get people to share their talents?
Oh, well, we have like, I have little word games that I do. Like, so it's like some people just are deathly afraid of getting up in front of people. Mm-hmm. Right. And
yeah.
So I'm like, hey, you don't have to do that. All I want to do is make progress. You know, if we can make progress, so I'll do build a story. So I'll start a line off of a story, and then, or a phrase, and then I'll invite everybody to just contribute to it. So they'll write it, and they can either read what went on before or not. And then that way they're off the hook. They don't have to get up and perform, but they're still participating. And then from there, we do a 3-word poetry challenge at every open mic I host, and I'll pass out 3 words, and you can. There's no pressure to perform the poem or to recite it once you finish it, but I'll say, just see if you can just write a poem as long or as short as you want, utilizing those 3 words. And so getting people to just think about it and to attempt something that they wouldn't normally do helps us get outside of our comfort zone, especially if it's something they've never done before. And that's the key, because then I've had people since, we've had people in these environments that will come up, and then they'll go, let's see. Oh, I contributed a phrase to build a story. Oh, I wrote a poem, but I didn't recite it. The next week, all of a sudden, they're getting up and they're reciting their poem, or they have a story to tell. And that's what it is if we can get out of the way, because, of course, we are our own worst enemies, collectively. And so we usually, if we want to start something that we put a lot of weight behind, we'll start judging it right off the bat. And the thing to do is to get rid of the critic. Like, man, our critics have no business in the same room or head as us, and when we're just trying to gather raw material. And that's what initial drafts of songs or stories or anything artful begins with, raw material.
Deep stuff here from Son of Mel, who's going to be playing at Cascade Lodge this Saturday and Sunday here on the shores of Lake Superior. I wanted to get back to your music for a moment, along with Jordan Gruno, the Slide Man. Have you guys been playing around or thinking about recording some more tunes together?
Yeah, we are trying to wrap up my second album, which Jordan is just phenomenal on. I mean, the guy plays everything from baritone guitar to six-string slide and open tunings to this 10-string 1949 slide guitar that he invented his own tuning for because there were certain things he wanted to do with it. and he hooked us up with he calls him his brother outlaw, Tom Fabjance, he's on the road now with Trampled by Turtles, and he's recorded Charlie Parr, Trampled by Turtles, Low, a who's who of Northern Midwest, the Jayhawks. Mm-hmm. So Tom's producing the record. And Jordan and I, we just played this other great venue. Well, it was a private party on the south shore of Lake Superior at this guy's house with bands like Feeding Leroy and the Great Trumpet out of Texas. And it was a mishmash. Jordan and I got up to do our set, and I saw this clarinet and saxophone player, and I was like, hey, you guys, would you guys like to sit in on a couple with us? And so they took the Tarlabashi Shuffle song and Bad Dreams in whole other directions, and Jordan and I were just looking at each other going, hold on, man, just hold on. And it was just a blast.
That sounds incredible. Did they do like an Eastern scale over the Tarlabashi song?
Yeah, because that's what Jordan does. Because he'll with that with his slide guitar, he'll do more of those. I can't remember what the accidentals and the. He'll do Arabic scales.
Mm-hmm.
With the lead, and we had an Iraq war veteran come up to us when we played down at Cafe Carp this last time, and the guy was like, he walked right up to Jordan right after we finished the Tarlabashi Shuffle song and said, dude, I was right back in the green zone, man, in Baghdad, because that scale just took me there, and
wow. The
way you were playing it, and that's, you know, I can't say enough about the guy. I mean, he's a wizard.
He is.
He's a wizard.
He also, I hope that he won't mind me saying this, but if listeners, local listeners, know Justice Gruneau from North House Folk School, it's his father.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
That's the guy.
He's, you know, that's in meeting Jordan and his family. I mean, his kids, his wife, him. I mean, they're one righteous, good group of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've just been on the road constantly for the, I think in July I did 25 gigs.
Wow.
In 31 days.
That's impressive. So, is that with all the hosting, and open mic hosting as well?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Wow. Yeah. So there was five open mic hostings in that group. Yeah. So mainly I'm just putting in a lot of windshield time.
Windshield and talk radio. That's it.
Yeah. Windshield and talk radio that I think I OD'd on. So I slowly came back to earth.
Well, what else do you have coming up for the rest of the summer or into the fall here?
I'm hoping to finish up a... see, Betsy and I, 3 years ago, Bea Marie, the gal who did the... she's done the woodcut for the first record I did. We took off on an Airstream 3.5 years ago, and it was during an election year, and without, like, we did 6 weeks up and down the Rocky Mountains in January and parts of February, and just boondocking in an Airstream in the middle of winter from Montana all the way down to Arizona, New Mexico, and points between. We just met an incredible cross section of people, and I rode up. I've got about 71,000 to 1,200 word pieces,
wow,
little essays about needing the broader expanse of America and the many facets of it, and just delving into, you know, postmodern 21st century themes. And I'd really like to hone that in to get it into a, even if it's just a digital format. For people, I'd like to do that. Revamp. My website is under revamping. Get this next album out with Slide Man. And we also have a live album that we recorded at Beaner's last year, too.
Mm, yes.
I feel like there's so many pans on the fire, I'm not able to do any one of them well. So I'm looking forward to, like, September is looking a little slower. And I'm thankful for that because we have a Slide Man and I do have a couple of shows together, like September 1st, we have a house concert, and then we're at the Rookery and Cable on the 8th. And I think we got a couple in August here too, but I don't play with him enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just incredibly grateful that he reached out to me 2 years ago, and his pickup line was, "Hey, dude, I think you need some slide guitar in your life."
Lo and behold, here we are.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. I came across this one thing that no matter, you know, it was if we read the news, like, it was a rough week this week with shootings, with all the things that went on. And I'm reminded of, Jordan's got a wicked sense of humor, the Slide Man, and he reminds me of what this Southern poet, that whose name, of course, escapes me now, but he says, this Southern poet, he said, the only thing that ensures joy's own survival is its own continued practice. So no matter what happens, no matter how bad things can appear, we have to keep joy in our lives. We have to find some way to let joy in. And I can't stress that enough. And that's what I think is one of the prime role of art.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me. That I mean, This is a lot to think about, and it's a lot of great wisdom that you've shared with us today. I'm going to let you go because I know that you have to go all the way south and then come all the way back up north here tomorrow to get to the show. So, John Sunamel, thank you so much for being on the show again today. And once again, he's playing Cascade Lodge tomorrow evening around 6 and then going to be doing the brunch on Sunday. You got anything else for us before you go here, John?
Oh, just thank you for what you guys do at WTIP. I mean, you guys do quality. I mean, you guys not only send out news and music and arts over the airwaves, you guys do it in written content as well. And the Cascade Lodge, Tom and Yelena are excellent new community members mm-hmm. up there. And just that whole vibrant community from the folk school, the WTIP, it's a vibrant community where people come from all different walks of life and all different points of view, because that's how diversity survives, is through diversity. Mm-hmm. That's life survives through diversity, right. And that's what it takes, man.
Well, we'll have to come down to see you down in Wayward at some point, and good luck with the 71,000 words as well.
All right. Oh, thanks a lot, Will. Yeah, they're mostly done. I just have to edit them actually now, because I think I got 70 or 80 of the 1,000 word pieces done, and so to be able to put those in a more cogent form would be really good to have for this fall.
All right. Take care, dude. We'll be looking forward to seeing you up here.
All right. You guys take care too. Love, Grand Marais.